Fast forward Jonathan Safir on a busy introduction to his job. Since beginning in my role in February, it has been a frenetic but rewarding few months. I've had the privilege of meeting CSPA members across the country, attending group and branch AGMs and working with partner organizations on shared campaigns. Alongside this, the CSPA has been holding weekly meetings with the Cabinet Office to advocate on behalf of members experiencing difficulties with the Civil Service Pension Scheme, particularly following the transition to CAPITA. These are vital in ensuring members' concerns are heard at the highest levels. Significant progress has also been made behind the scenes. We have been reviewing our approach to member recruitment and assessing the range of benefits we offer, ensuring they remain relevant and valuable. None of this would be possible without the dedication of colleagues at headquarters, whose professionalism and commitment underpin everything we do. These early months have unfolded against a backdrop of political and economic uncertainty, with intense public debate and cost of living pressures affecting many of our members, particularly those on fixed incomes. On the 7th of May, voters across Great Britain took part in elections for the Scottish Parliament, Senedd Cymru, and local authorities across England. In England, results from more than 130 councils showed a clear shift in voter sentiment, with notable losses for Labour and the Conservatives, and significant gains for Reform UK. The Liberal Democrats and Greens also increased their representation. In Scotland, the SNP remained the largest party but fell short of a majority, with smaller parties gaining ground. In Wales, the Senedd election produced a dramatic shift, with Labour losing ground after decades of dominance, and Plaid Cymru and Reform UK emerging as the leading parties, but neither with a majority. The results show growing electoral fragmentation and increased support for parties outside the two-party system. Later Life Ambitions Election Toolkit explained why these elections mattered, and how devolved and local decisions affect issues such as social care, housing, and transport. Its budget for later life also outlined priorities and provided tools such as template letters to help members raise concerns with candidates. The toolkit emphasized the importance of ongoing engagement, offering guidance on contacting newly elected representatives, reinforcing priorities, and contributing to wider discussions through media and social platforms. Pension rises. In April, civil service pensions increased by 3.8%, reflecting CPI inflation from September 2025. This brings the average pension to about £10,478 a year in 2026-27. In Northern Ireland, the average civil service pension is higher, at £12,415. With inflation currently around 3.3% and potentially rising, this increase compares favourably with last year's 1.7% uplift, which lagged behind inflation. Even so, rising everyday costs continue to erode financial security. Food inflation has slowed but remains well above historic norms, adding strain on households where essentials form a large share of spending. The Bank of England's base rate was held at 3.75%. But policymakers have been clear that this position depends on global developments. Escalation in the Middle East and sharp rises in oil prices have introduced significant uncertainty. With oil briefly reaching $126 a barrel, the bank has modeled scenarios ranging from inflation easing later this year to exceeding 6% and substantial interest rate rises. The risks are clear. Higher energy and food costs would disproportionately affect lower-income households where finances are already stretched. Energy bills fell by around 7% in April, reducing average household annual costs to £1,641 under Ofgem's price cap. This respite may be brief. Analysts expect a sharp rise from July, with the price cap potentially rising by almost £300 as wholesale prices feed through. In Northern Ireland, where no equivalent cap exists, typical combined electricity and gas bills are nearing £1,900 a year. Other household bills are rising too, With water bills in England and Wales up by an average of 5.4%, the CSPA is supporting Independent Age's petition on social water tariffs. Many councils are raising council tax close to the maximum permitted level, with some permitted to go further. For millions of households, these increases compound existing financial pressures. Housing costs are one of the biggest pressures on household budgets. From 1 May, England's Renters' Rights Act marks a significant overhaul of private renting. Fixed-term tenancies are abolished in favour of rolling agreements, no-fault evictions ended, rent rises restricted, and discrimination against tenants on benefits or with children outlawed. While council enforcement powers have been strengthened, concerns remain about court capacity and housing supply. Reports suggest that the Chancellor is considering a one-year rent freeze as part of a wider cost-of-living package. Supporters see this as urgent relief. Critics warn it could deter new supply unless matched by large-scale house building. Looking ahead, during these first few months in post, I have been struck by the commitment, insight, and support that run through the CSPA, and I look forward to building on this. There's no doubt there will be challenges, but I'm confident in the difference we can make by focusing on what matters to members. Above all, I hope to ensure that members' experiences and concerns are listened to and understood, and I look forward to working with many more of you as we do just that. Article ends.